time for Breakfast with a Blackhawk. Breakfast with a Blackhawk, a regular feature of the Steve Cochran Experience. You know what it is? It's a Steve Cochran situation, and it's sponsored by MB Financial Bank. Because the guys are on the West Coast, and because of the time difference, I thought, well, you know, here's an opportunity. I certainly don't want to be a part of getting the guys up too early and maybe causing them to not have enough rest.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
They just got enough rest. So we haven't talked to any of the ambassadors in a while. So we're talking on the trip. I said, well, what about Tony O? What about Espo?
Don't you love Tony O?
We haven't had Tony Esposito on in a while.
He's awesome.
What about the greatest goalie of all time? How about that? Perfect timing. You can tell us how good Corey Crawford is, right? Let's go to Tony Esposito right now. Good morning, legend. How are you?
Steve, nice to hear from you.
Nice to talk to you again. And I want to talk about your favorite place to be, right in front of the net. How good was Corey Crawford last night?
Well, Corey is, I think he's come a long way. He's developed. He's worked hard at it. He's become a top goalie in the league. You know, he gets dumped on a little bit too much. I think that, you know, because we have such a good team, I mean, but he's come up big and one game for us, and you know, anytime you can keep the team to the opposition to one goal, your team has a great chance to win, and that's he gives our team a chance to win every game.
It's a weird night last night because I think the Avs had maybe 10 shots through the first two periods.
They actually had 8 shots. They were outshot 29-8. And it, mm-hmm. But some of those shots were on power plays too.
So, and then in the third period, 16 shots. And yep. seven in like 37 seconds. I would think from a goalie perspective, it's harder to wait for the action, right? Don't you want to kind of be in it the whole game?
Oh, absolutely. It's tough when you're just sitting there and your team is dominated and you're not scoring goals. And as a result, you know, you get a little more nervous. And you know that you can't give up a goal because it's going to cost your team a point. And you know, he just played really well for us, and I thought our team played overall. We played a pretty good hockey game.
Really remarkable when you think those first two goals came early, but then Crawford stopped that onslaught again. We're always amazed, Tony Esposito. We're always amazed when you see a great goalie like you, but we see Corey Crawford stop 7 shots in 30 seconds, where it just happens to be like a machine gun sort of thing. But I suppose it's all reactions, right? I mean, you could stop one, you could stop 7. If you're on your game, you're going to stop. And maybe that's not the most athletic thing you did all night. Maybe the most athletic thing you did all night was staying awake for the first two periods so you could survive the third.
You're right there. And to keep your focus, you know, to keep yourself in the game when you don't have any action, it's very difficult to do. And I think that the good goalies are able to do this, whereas the other guys, they drift off and, you know, they get some cheap goals on them. But overall, I think that our team defensively is a real strong team this year. And, you know, I think we're an improved player from an improved team from last year. I think we're a better team as a team. I mean, well-balanced lines. And, you know, we're pretty good hockey team. We got 2 solid goalies. So we're in pretty good shape.
And, Tony, what do you think of the Panarin kid?
He's phenomenal. He just fits in with Kane. They just seem to know what each other player is doing when they got the puck. They get in the open and they make things happen. That line to me has been the best line in the NHL. And, you know, those 3 guys have really played well together.
Tony, you were a perennial All-Star, and I wonder if you watched the All-Star game over the weekend, or the All-Star tournament, I guess, as it were, and what you thought of it.
Well, I sort of liked it. I thought that it was entertaining and fun. You know, the other way, when you're scoring, you know, the score is like 15 to 12, I mean, and nobody's trying, that's not fun to watch at all. The way they had the format, the guys worked hard, and And they give him a nice prize at the end of the tunnel. You know what I mean? It was a very nice to win that. You win a nice piece of change. And I liked it. And then I liked the outcome.
What
really,
did...
What? Really liked when Scott got everything.
Ah, it was so great.
Once in a lifetime. That was beautiful.
That was so great. When you played in the All-Star games, what did the players get?
Well, we didn't get a really, you know, you won a little bit for winning. I don't know, maybe a couple thousand dollars. I don't know. But the point was, it was a different concept. You know, we had less teams. You saw each other a lot of times, and you sort of developed a hate for the other guys. So we played hard. We wanted to win, and it was very physical. And you know, we've got a few players were hurt over the years, but it was just like a regular game in those days. But I like this new concept. I think it's more entertaining for the people. And it's more of a show than a real game.
I think you played in, tell me if I'm right about this, was it six All-Star games?
Well, I don't know, really. No, you know more than me, six or seven or so. I don't know.
And like five in a row in the early 70s. You were talking about those 13-12 games, and I've never talked to a goalie about this. I would think that would be incredibly annoying because you get guys coming in and you got two or three guys getting hat tricks. Well, the goalie's going home. Even if you got three goalies in the game, you may have given up four or five in a period. That, I mean, some ways the old format wasn't good for a goalie, was it?
No, because he was the only guy on the ice that tried.
Right.
Everybody else was just going through the motion, and the goalie had to try as best he can. And, you know, he was getting embarrassed, you know, 13 goals, you know, between the two of them or whatever, three of them. And they couldn't wait to get off the ice, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, so this new format is a good thing. Every goalie's got a spot that is the lockdown spot. You're never going to score a goal on me there. And this I think you and I talked about this. Every goalie's also got a spot that's a challenge. What was the area for you that you really had to work on? You know, was it glove side? Was it pad side? Where were you vulnerable?
Well, probably as most guys, up top.
Uh-huh.
Up top, you know, high in the net. High corners, both corners were tough to stop. And we had in the 70s mainly, I know it changed later because I was happy when it changed. The curved stick, you know, became much less curved. It went down to a half an inch. But when it was 2 and 3 inches, those players used to get that puck up in a hurry.
Right, right. You can make it fly.
Going in the top corners.
Talking to Tony Esposito, it's the MB Financial Bank Breakfast with a Blackhawk. Question from a listener here, and Chris Scheibel from Pawpaw, Michigan, will get an autographed Blackhawks puck for this. Question is, what's your most memorable on-ice moment from your incredible career? What's the one thing that first flashes to mind when you think back?
Well, the one thing that I would remember most is... I would say my first game with the Blackhawks playing my old team, Montreal Canadiens. We beat them 4-0 early into the season, and that started our Blackhawks run, or then we started to go better. I was just a young kid, and we got a couple of breaks, kind of beat them 4-0, and that started. And then we went on a nice roll, and for several years we had a really good outcome until that World Hockey League interfered.
Right. Yeah, kind of tipped the balance. And, how about that?
Well, we lost key players.
Well, no doubt about it, including the Golden Jet. Yeah. Yeah, you lose the Jet at the peak of his powers. One more from Dave, and then we'll let you fly.
We're talking a little bit about goaltending, Tony, and the spots that gave you trouble. When you look around the league now, you see these bigger goaltenders, Ben Bishop is the one thought that comes to mind very quickly in terms of size. Do you think that's going to be a prerequisite going forward for guys to play that position, to be big and tall?
Well, I think that the whole, you know, you look at the population, we're all getting bigger every 10 years or another couple inches, you know.
Yeah.
our guys are bigger now, and I think that with the great equipment they have today, the lightness of the great equipment and the size, I think it's a no-brainer. If it was me, I would go with the bigger goalie if he's agile, and rather than the smaller guy. If you had a comparison and they were both pretty even, I would take the bigger guy, absolutely. Of course, I would take the bigger hockey player over the smaller hockey player, no matter what position.
It's going to be very hard going forward for a Darren Pang type to ever play at the height of the game again.
Those days
amazing.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues in net. We probably are going to see that. Webster.
Little guy.
Goalie Webster. I don't think. Gary Coleman in net. I don't think so. Tonio, you're the best, man. Great catching up with you. Hold the line for us. It's Tony Esposito, legendary Chicago Blackhawks, legendary NHL goalie. One of the best ever, without a doubt.
Absolutely. And by the way, that All-Star game, the TV ratings in Canada were up 33% from last year.
Pretty good sign.
A lot of people are saying it's because of the John Scott thing. Yeah. And on NBC Sportsnet in the States, the ratings were up 24% from a year ago.
That's a pretty good sign.
Yeah. I think they'll keep it.